Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up, and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cry to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints. Give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We welcome you in the Lord this morning to our service on the third Sunday of Easter. We welcome those who are tuned in on the radio or watching online later. Thanks for joining us. We invite the congregation to please stand for our invocation. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
We continue with our confession. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with our Kyrie. We sing together this morning our hymn of praise. 725 is the hymn. It's printed for you in the bulletin, Children of the Heavenly Father. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading for this morning comes from the book of Acts in the third chapter. We begin in verse 11 of Acts 3. While the lame man who was now healed clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's, astounded. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people. Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us? As though through our own power or piety, we have made him walk. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our epistle lesson from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to please stand now if you're able. We sing our sermon hymn at this point before the gospel reading, hymn 483, and that is, With High Delight Let Us Unite. Let's sing that hymn together.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And this is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Would you join us now in confessing our faith to the words of the Apostles' Creed? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. You know, it's a normal question for children and for adults alike. What will heaven be like? And it's an awesome question. We all wonder about it, right? What joys await us in the life after this one? The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 and 19, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." And that's true. Especially you can see it when things aren't going as good in your life, right? That it's with eager longing that we await what's to come. We hear people say it, "Come, Lord Jesus." But the exact details of what's to come, the finer points, God has chosen not to fully disclose to those of us living now in this life under the shadow of the cross. One thing he has fully disclosed, that heaven is a reality, a true reality for you. Heaven's a true reality for each of us. In fact, in Philippians, the Apostle Paul will write, and he'll call us citizens of heaven already by faith in Christ. It's like the one birthday that you had when your parents had like the biggest ever gift. Surprise for you. Or maybe like a Christmas when you had that gift that was way, way, way more than you ever could have expected that you would have got. More than you could ever have hoped for even. What was your parents' goal during that time when they had the big gift and they wanted to give it to you? Their goal was to keep it an absolute secret, right? To keep it an absolute secret until the time was right. Might have been your birthday party, might have been Christmas morning, until the time was right, and then to lavish it upon you. You know, it's not that much different for God. He has an epic, epic surprise for you. It's a big one. We should live in that kind of joy, friends. That kind of expectation and hope of what's to come. Now, I realize that everybody growing up didn't have one of those experiences of like giant gift, right? But if we didn't have that, we can imagine kind of how that would feel and what that would be like. And maybe even recall asking your parents if you were blessed with that or if you can imagine it. Maybe recall asking them ahead of time, you know, hey, what is it? What's the surprise? Can you give me a hint? Mom, Dad, can you give me a hint? The Bible kind of does that. Jesus lets a few things slip on purpose about what's to come. John chapter 14, verse 2. In my Father's house, he says, are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Can you hear that this morning? I go to prepare a place for you. He's preparing your place, according to his own words, personally. Personally. No doubt his love for you has him putting meticulous care into his big surprise for you, for each of us who believe. Hebrews 11 verse 16 says, it's a better country that God has prepared for us, a city. Revelation 21 says, it tells us that heaven is God's dwelling place with mankind. He plans to share his own dwelling place with you. Can you hear that this morning? He plans to share his own place with you. The God of the universe. Psalm 16:11 says, in your presence, O God, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Fullness of joy is something that we can't really experience. We don't really have like an analogy or something to grab a hold of that much with fullness of joy in this life on earth. But if you think, humor me a sec, of your joyful moments, the things that do make you joyful. Sure, they're different, similar probably, but different for all of us. You think about them for just a second. What makes you the most joyful in your life? Or maybe what did make you the most joyful in the past? Doesn't hold a candle to what the Lord is preparing for you. Can you hear it this morning? All that and much, much more. In your presence is fullness of joy. and pleasures forevermore. Oh my goodness, it's gonna be great. John tells us something about this too. In our reading from 1 John this morning, chapter 3, he said, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." Think about this one. We'll be able to look upon Christ like the angels do. This we can't really imagine either. But we do know that it's certain. According to his promise, as sure as the resurrection, that we shall also, by faith in Christ, enjoy what Job proclaimed, "In my flesh I shall see God." Have you had experiences like we described earlier as a child with big gifts? Do you also remember guessing at the surprise? Now, this goes on all the time, right? We know it does. The guessing. Is it this? Is it this? Mom, Dad, is it this? At least as kids, we could get some kind of answer that way, right? The answer was usually, nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it either. The Bible does this too. Usually describing heaven more by what it is not than what it is. Listen to Revelation chapter 7. "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Revelation 21 says, "There's not darkness there, for God himself will be their light." No more earthly troubles. No more darkness, literally or metaphorically, of which we've all had our fill of that, right? We can't fully imagine it, but hopefully this morning we're starting to really get a sense of what Psalm 23 is saying to us when it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." Life can weary us. I don't have to tell anybody that out loud because they already know. We get bogged down in our troubles, in our existence here, and it's that way because of sin in the world and sin in you and sin in me. Sometimes we get so bogged down, and I hope you're not here in this place where you're so bogged down that you forgot about the big thing that God has for you. That slipped your mind and you got focused on the troubles and the things that bogged you down. It happens to all of us. I know. I hope that's not where you're at, but if you are, I encourage you this morning. I encourage you with all my heart. Do not despair. Listen to what Jesus told his disciples before his crucifixion in John 16. He said, "A little while, and you will see me no more." That's the time that we're living in right now. But then he went on and said, "And then again a little while, and you will see me." Can you hear that this morning? "And you will see me." And we think, hold on, Jesus. Are you going to describe this as a little while? Because trust me, when things aren't going really good, it feels like a long while, bud. But you ask people that have been on this earth very long, and what are they going to tell you? Something along the lines of, "Don't blink, because it goes by really fast." The older you get, the more time picks up speed, right? I hear this stuff all the time. I say this stuff all the time too. It's true enough. So what's got you bogged down? What are you afraid to lose? What are you afraid you won't get? What's become an idol in the heart? I hope nothing's slowing you down, but if it is, remember, this life is a journey. Like Israel, when they walked out in the desert, do you remember what the name of that desert was called that they walked in? It's no coincidence. It was the desert of sin. They walked in the desert of sin. Literally, that was the name of the desert, so we get it. But what was at the end of their trails? Every step was a preparation as they were moving in a direction. A preparation for something so glorious and so unimaginable that Jesus would tell us in Matthew chapter 5, great is your reward in heaven. He wants to get it through to us. Friends in Christ, like any journey, we notice things on the trip. We get distracted by things on the way, but we never forget where we're headed in Christ. Life is not a dead end. Life is not pointless. It couldn't be more the opposite. We're on the way. And like any journey, there's a destination. And that destination, the scriptures are telling us this morning, that destination is worth the trip. And when we finally do arrive, no matter how many troubles or adversities we encountered along the way, they're quickly forgotten. You know what Martin Luther says about this? He says, when we shall live on that day, now prepare yourself, it's a little curse. It's a quote from Luther. We shall spit on ourselves and say, shame on me for not having been bolder to believe Christ, since the glory is so great. All the adversities we face in life, even though we can't see their meaning right now, one day they will all make sense. And we'll see how God used them for our benefit to fulfill his perfect purpose in us, and how he kept that beautiful promise that Paul gives us in Romans 8 that says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. As the psalmist says in Psalm 30 verse 5, and as we chanted this morning at the beginning of the service, sorrow may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. And we recall what Jesus said. So also, he says in Matthew 24, when you see all these things taking place, and we've been seeing them, talking about the end, you know that he is near at the very gates. Time is short. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. These are our Lord's words. And allow the scriptures, the unshakable promises of God made to you again this morning, to comfort you and sustain you on whatever your journey is. Like Moses said to Joshua in Deuteronomy 31, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. It's normal and awesome to wonder what heaven is like. But no matter the adversities that we face, there's no need to doubt. The destination's worth the trip, friends. For it was our Lord who said with his own mouth, in Matthew 24, heaven and earth will pass away. But then he said, my words will never pass away. We close with Psalm 16, verse 1. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. now come to our time for prayers. Our response for our prayers this morning is, hear our prayer, and our prayers are printed there in the bulletin for you as well, beginning on page 7. Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us all and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy, may your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Lord, in your mercy, strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands, we commend those that are in the prayers of our church this morning. We lift up to you from the altar Lucy and Kim King for safe travels on their upcoming journey. Bill Van Giesen, Carol McNeil, Carissa, the family of Tanya Woodward, William Tanner, and Kay Scharf, family of Vicky Crazen, and husband John. Lord, is he's gone on to as Vicky's gone on to be with you, Lord, we lift John up to you and ask your blessing on him. Father, we also lift up Emily Johnson and her family. We lift up John Brownell, and we lift Ava Hoffman and Leonard V. Hill, Sean Austin, Lord, that you continue to bless him as well, and also Jim and Linda Holman and Debbie Ford. Lord, be with Carolyn Jerry and Betty Gray and Sandy Santa Stephen, and with Betty Patton and with Sonny Rumler, Lord, and also with Don Hermanson, and those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Also, Lord, all who are in need, let them know we're praying for them at all times, that thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us our daily bread. Preserve us from greed and selfish cares. And help us trust in you to provide for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of both body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. We now come to the time where we return a portion of what the Lord's blessed us with and give to him in our times of offering. During our offering this morning, as the offering's collected and presented, we'll enjoy some instrumental music from our organist. We now come to the time in our service for our service of the Holy Sacrament. We invite the congregation to please stand, and we're on page 9 in your bulletin with the preface. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take to heart the words with which Christ gives to us his body and blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us when, by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine that is his body and blood as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. We pray as the Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament this morning. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We sing hymn 941, stanzas 1 and 4.
Thank you.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Welcome to the table of court. Sit in the very body of our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for you. Sit in the very body of our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for you. Sit in the very body of Christ.
And you've been listening to Pastor Jason Cody, live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
KSPK.